98.9, The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy, another Buzz Baby University where you can be a little professor for us here this morning. Should I just say nothing about this post I put up on Facebook?
Well, you know what? It really bothers you to a point where you said this morning, never mind, I'm never going to post again. So it's obviously affecting you. And hey, maybe some people will be on your side.
You know, when I posted it, I didn't look at it until this morning. Yesterday afternoon, Jill and I actually made a little trip to Dr. Matt's office, Custom Fat Loss, because we're now both doing it together. It's going to be cool.
Aww.
Yeah. Because, you know, after baby, it's just a perfect. I'm like, you're a prime candidate. Let's go. She's like, absolutely. Let's do this.
Wow. I don't know how to take that, but okay.
So she she and I put Ellie, baby Ellie, who turned 6 months yesterday, in her little snowsuit. And jammed her in her car seat, and Jill was getting her coat on, and she was sitting there grinning at me. I'm like, oh, I got to take a picture of this.
Yeah.
You know, in the house, it was, you know, yeah. I hadn't quite, you know, completely buttoned her up yet and all that stuff.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then I posted it, and I for a fleeting second, I'm like, I wonder if anybody's going to give me crap about this. But then I'm like, nah. So this morning, I look.
Yeah.
And I said, I wonder if, because yep. Then I looked and there it was. People are giving me shade. Let me see.
So she's in the car seat buckled up.
Yes.
But the issue that everybody had on Facebook, everybody, handful of people had on Facebook was.
Here's one. So adorable. But move that chest buckle up to the middle of her chest so she's safe.
What's wrong with that?
And then.
What's wrong with that person telling you that? And the other people that said the same thing. Why does it bother you so much?
Don't tell me how to do that, kid. I did. That's the thing. It's not a video. It was before I cinched her all up and moved the little shoulder my pads up.
I didn't even catch that, by the way. I was just looking at her big, beautiful smile. She is a mooch.
Yeah, she's a mooch.
But they just want you to make sure you know. They just want you to know, hey, listen, just move that bell. Because a lot of people make that mistake, a lot of parents. I see that to be, you should thank those people.
No, it says to me that I don't know what I'm doing.
Why don't you like criticism?
Yes, you're telling me I don't know how to take care of my kid.
Don't get so sensitive. This is the life of a child. If you're doing something wrong, yes, okay, have people help you.
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Well, they're just making sure.
They didn't. They thought. Yeah, right. That's it. Stay out of my business.
Oh my. Well, then don't post. Then you shouldn't post. 2222899. Just.
You can't say that you welcome critiques of your children.
Well, at first,
when it comes to safety or whatever.
When you first read the comment, I get it. You have this pit in your stomach, like, oh my God, I look like an idiot parent. Nobody ever wants to look like an idiot parent. Everybody wants to know what they're doing. But sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. I'll be honest. It takes a village, my friend. And it's really? Almost a public service to everybody else, because that is a questionable thing. I have seen other parents do that belt buckle thing wrong as well. It needs to be at the cross of the T, the armpits, you know what I mean? Like lined with the armpit, middle of the chest. They're just looking out for you.
But the thing is, I did. I cinched it back up. I pulled the thing tight. I got the shoulder my pads up over her shoulders, you know, the little paddy things.
Then you should wait to take the picture.
Well, I did take a bunch of pictures before I cinched her up and that was a good one. So I'm like, that was the one. She wasn't smiling once I cinched her up.
But there might be other people that learn from those comments.
Okay. I don't know.
You can't be so sensitive.
You want people, all right, call me up at Doo-Doo-Doo Buzz. You want people to be all in your like baby business when it comes to like that? Hi, the Buzz.
I was just wondering if the term take the village kind of rings a bell. I mean, there's a lot of people that'll have their input on things, but they really don't mean any harm. They're just trying to help out.
Yeah.
And they did say she's so cute, but it was kind of like just a heads up.
But if you got to know everybody in your village, right?
Well, sometimes, I get that, but it's something they have learned probably in the same way, and they're just passing the information along.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
That is a very good point. Yep.
Thank you. Hi, The Buzz, Baby University.
Good morning, Scott.
Help me out.
I was just thinking to myself that if somebody told Sandy that she was doing something wrong with her kid,
yeah,
and she felt that she wasn't doing it wrong because technically the kid wasn't in the car and everything, she would bite their head off. And and I mean, like, she would probably eat it for lunch. I don't know where she's getting this passive aggressive crap today.
I admitted.
Oh, really? Really? If your daughter hurt herself on the soccer field and you, somebody was wrapping up her ankle and you didn't like the way they were doing it, even though it was the right way, you wouldn't rip their head off? Okay.
I'm telling you, at first it stings because you feel like a fool. Absolutely.
It used to be it takes a village. Now it's mind your own damn business.
I can admit my weaknesses, and I do not have all the answers. So I welcome it.
I just believe that you would eat their head, and I don't know why you're acting so passive aggressive.
You know what?
I mean,
I think right now you're stereotyping just because you know I'm a crazy, overbearing Italian mom.
No, I've met you before. I'm 110% sure you would eat their head for breakfast.
Oh my gosh.
You would be like, excuse me? You're doing that wrong. Let me help.
Oh, God. Thank you. You're the best.
Have a good day.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.